When Men of a Certain Age, a TV show I loved, was discontinued, it caused a void in my life. Suddenly, these men, not that dissimilar from my friends and me, were gone. Their struggles had become my struggles, their victories my victories. Now I would never know their fate. I decided to copy the premise, so I sent out a group email to several old Berkeley friends and proposed a breakfast club where we would commune on a regular basis. The idea caught on. Though it started as a men's group, we have added a female member. A few times a year, we rotate between cafes in the Bay Area and catch up on each other's lives. It's very low-key. No bylaws or procedures. We simply talk and eat. After breakfast, we take a walk, a dog or two beside us. We are old friends. Some of us go back to nursery school. Words aren't always necessary. A look, a laugh, a hand on a shoulder speaks volumes. We know each other's history, each other's families. We understand each other's challenges. We have survived different trials and tribulations, deaths of family members, raising kids, aging parents, divorce, remarriage, living eternally single lives. Not only am I blessed to live near old friends, but also I'm lucky to live in the place where I was raised. I still hike in Point Reyes, where my family regularly picnicked. I buy groceries at the Monterey Market, where my mother shopped, and I still feel that rush, exiting the Yerba Buena Tunnel, the city gleaming in the sun, like when I was a kid and my parents took us to Ghirardelli Square for black and tans. Though I am 55 and on the back end of life, I am grateful to have old friends and familiar places nearby. They ground me, tying me to this place, these people, my youth close enough to touch. I am blessed. With a perspective, I'm Pete Gavin.